Hey, hey, welcome to the Culture Centered Classroom Podcast, a space for educators looking to step into their power by creating a classroom environment and lessons that affirm, welcome, and celebrate all their students through instruction. I'm your host, Jocelyn Hubbard, an educator, teacher coach, wife, mother to 5 children, and your partner on this journey of creating culture-centered classrooms. Let's jump into the episode.
Welcome to this back to school bonus episode of the podcast. Season 4 does not officially kick off until August 15th, but come on, we are squarely in the back to school season. So I was not going to leave you hanging without any inspiration or food for thought. Okay, as you're thinking about going back to school, one of the first things you should prioritize is reflecting on your own expectations, your thoughts about what the school year is going to be like, what your space is going to look like, what the school culture is going to feel like, how your students are going to show up, how you're planning to show up. Get all of it out on a sheet of paper or maybe send yourself a voice memo. I don't know, but get it out into the open. Be 100% completely honest with yourself. Okay, this is just for you. It's not for anybody else. No one is going to see this. After you do that, then I'm going to need you to look at those expectations and create some distance from them. Okay? Okay, hear me out. We know as adults that life doesn't always go to plan, okay? It doesn't. And to reduce the stress we have, it is best to sort of detach from strict guidelines around expectations. I am not saying to get rid of all your expectations or that expectations are bad. It's not what I'm saying. I am saying that you should give yourself some flexibility. Understand that, yes, I want this to still be the plan. I still have these expectations, but being okay with everything not lining up exactly how you drew it is definitely going to be a stress reducer. If every expectation that you set is not met, or if there are changes, if you have set yourself in a flexible mindset, you are going to be less likely to be stressed out or be frustrated or angry. So allow there to be space for growth and change and evolution, especially as you meet your students. Remember that their expectations about how the school year is going to go are not necessarily going to line up with your expectations, and that's okay. Really, it is. Think about their caregivers, their adult, whatever you want to kind of label that. That person's, that group of people, their expectations are not necessarily going to be in alignment with your expectations either. Your colleagues, all the people that you collaborate with, all the stakeholders in education, in that community, they're going to have different expectations. The way you show up is going to actually have to shift and change based on the students in front of you because they all have different needs. They may require a different part of your teaching genius to show up more fully in order for them to thrive. You may likely find that as you discover the unique geniuses and talents of your students, that a new creative spark is ignited in you. Something that makes you say, ooh, I want to try something new. I want to create a new lesson. I want to try a new engagement strategy. I want to dot, dot, dot. You fill in the blank. Allow yourself the opportunity to be honest about what you think will be the reality, but also allow for some flexibility around what actually does happen. Trust me, this is going to help reduce your stress. As a person who has been in this game of life for 39 going on 40 years, someone who's been in education for 17 years, and someone who is, hello, a mother of 5 biological children, I am well acquainted with stress and setting expectations and, in more honesty and transparency, experiencing failed expectations. There are many times that I hold on so tightly to the way I think something should go, and then it doesn't, and I become sad or frustrated or angry. And it doesn't really do me or the people partnering with me a service to experience that side of who I am. But it is real. It is a real thing. So no judgment, okay? I am not coming here with judgment eyes. I am just saying that as you travel this journey of understanding, setting expectations, that it's okay to feel what you feel, but also to release that. I just want to share this strategy with you because it has definitely worked for me in reducing stress in my life. I have not reached perfection, trust me, but it most certainly is helpful in life and definitely in education. I find that this strategy is helpful because I am putting things out on the table and then honestly dealing with them, for better or for worse. As I just mentioned, the real goal is to create space for growth and evolution. That is a good thing. It may not always feel good at first, but it is. Being honest with your expectations up front creates the space for you to name it and then tell it to be flexible. It is a growth mindset strategy. One of my favorite resources to facilitate some good intentional reflection around expectations is the one-word reflection activity that I created just for educators. So you can grab that by going to my Teachers Pay Teachers store. Use that. Let me know what you think. All right, my friend, I will be back again soon with another back-to-school bonus tip. Until then, remember to seek joy, affirm culture, center equity, and strive for liberation through learning every single day.
I want to thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Please share this podcast with a friend. Then go rate this podcast on your favorite streaming platform, Apple, Google, Spotify, all the places, so that other educators know that this is the podcast for them.